Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is How to Not Worry So Much. Worries can take a stranglehold on you. They can paralyze you. They can keep you down and hold you back from doing what you deep down want to do. Now, I don't think that you can get away from worries completely, but you can certainly minimize those times, both in duration and frequency. And you can stop those small worries from becoming huge trains of negativity roaring around and around in your overwhelmed mind. In this recording, I will share the strategies that I have used and still use to not worry so much in my life. I have already gone through one of the most important ingredients in another the recording: living in the present moment as much as you can. It's very easy to become addicted to thinking about the past and the future, as you are thinking about what happened or possible future scenarios over and over, then worries can easily take hold of you. So develop a habit of being present. Then your weekly worries will decrease, and you will know what to do when that worry starts to take hold of your thoughts. Now let's move on to the rest of my tips. Remember that 80 to 90% of what you fear will never really come into reality. This is a big one, but it's one that's easy to forget about. That is why I mentioned this a couple of times throughout this course. Because most things you fear will never happen. They're just monsters in your own mind. And if they happen, then they will most often not be as painful or bad as you expected. Worrying is most often just a waste of time. This is of course easy to say, but if you remind yourself of how little of what you feel throughout your life has actually happened, you can start to release more and more of that worry from your thoughts. Distract yourself. I have found that distractions work pretty well when you have to wait and when you have the opportunity to worry for a short period. You may, for example, be waiting for results on your latest exam or from your latest visit at the doctor's office. I then may distract myself by watching an awesome TV show or movie, reading an engrossing book, or by writing. I need something that keeps my mind away from worrying for this short period of time until I know the results. Reconnecting with what you find engrossing and using that to distract yourself during these short waiting periods can be very helpful. Focus on the solution and take action to make it real. Worries tend to start small, but can quickly become overwhelming when you feel powerless and you feel stuck in inaction. So, as quickly as you can, start thinking about how you can solve this situation or at least make it better. One good rule of thumb is whine for 20% of the time and focus on the solution for 80% of the time, not the other way around. Then take action and start working on that solution. You can start with a very small action. The important thing is that you start moving. When you feel like you have a direction forward and you have some control, then the worries will lessen. Accept that you cannot control everything in your life. The last tip was about getting a handle on the situation. However, in some situations you have no control. If you have no control for a short while, then you can distract yourself as mentioned previously. But for some things in life, you just have to accept that you have very little control. You can perhaps influence what's happening in the future or in your relationships. But trying to find some kind of certainty or control just leads to frustration and other negative feelings. You have in those cases simply set your expectations at an unreal level. Until you adjust them to reality, you will create negativity within yourself and outside of yourself. With acceptance of the things you cannot control, you will, however, find more of an inner peace. Find out what you are really worrying about. This can be sneaky. You think that you are worried about your relationship, for example. But is that the root of your worries? Or are you really worried about being laid off? Or that your company may not be making enough money to survive this year? Sit down and really think about your worries instead of letting them bully your mind. Analyze what you are worried about. Think about if there may be other causes or even another route to your worries than the one you are thinking about. Try to find what you're really worried about deep down and start working on that instead of trying to overcome or accept a worry that has no real root or cause. Talk about it. I find that talking about your worries with someone you trust is an excellent way to release them and to see a problem in a new light. Just having someone that will listen and ground you in reality again after your mind have gone off to the irrational worries can many times just dissolve those negative thoughts and emotions. If you find no one to talk to about your problem, then consider using a journal on your computer or on paper. Just letting it all out in some form can help you to release that pent-up inner pressure and assist you in finding a new perspective and solutions. Here's the final tip. Break out of the victim mentality. One big problem a lot of people have is that they slip into thinking of themselves as victims that have little or no control over their lives. In this headspace, you feel sorry for yourself. The world seems to be against you and you get stuck. Little to no action is taken, you get lost in a funk of sadness, worries, and self-pity. I know. I've been there. And here's what I, over time, has done to help me break out of that mentality. 1. Know the benefits of a victim mentality. There are a few benefits of a victim mentality. Attention and validation. You can always get good feelings from other people as they are concerned about you and try to help you out. On the other hand, it may not last for long as people get tired of it. Another benefit is that you don't have to take risks. When you feel like a victim, you tend to not take action and then you don't have to risk, for example, rejection or failure. A third benefit is that you don't have to take the sometimes heavy responsibility. Taking responsibility for your own life can be hard work. You have to make difficult decisions and it's just heavy sometimes. In the short term, it can feel easier to not take personal responsibility. The last benefit is, it makes you feel right. When you feel like a victim and like everyone else, or just someone else, is wrong and you are right, then that can lead to pleasurable feelings. In my experience, by just being aware of the benefits I can derive from victim thinking, it becomes easier to say no to that and to take a different path. It also makes it easier to make rational decisions about what to do. Yes, I know that I can avoid risk and the hard work by feeling like a victim. But I also know that even more positive results can be found if I choose to take the other route, if I make the better choice to take a chance and to start moving forward. My second tip is, be okay with not being the victim. So, to break out of that mentality of being a victim, you have to give up the benefits described previously. You might also experience a sort of emptiness within when you let go of the victim thinking. You may have spent hours each week with thinking and talking about how wrong things have gone for you in life, or how people have wronged you, and how you can get some revenge or triumph over them. Now, you have to fill your life with new thinking, and that may feel uncomfortable, because this new way of thinking is not so intimately familiar as the victim thinking you have been engaging in for years. The next tip is gratitude. When I feel like I'm putting myself in a victim role, I like to ask myself this question. Does someone have it worse on the planet than me? The answer may not result in positive thoughts, but it can sure snap you out of that somewhat childish, poor me attitude pretty quickly. I understand that I have much to be grateful for in my life, And this question changes my perspective from a narrow, self-centered one into a much wider one. It helps me to lighten up about my situation. After I have changed my perspective, I usually ask myself another question like, what is the hidden opportunity within this situation? That is more helpful than asking yourself why over and over again and focusing on making yourself feel worse and worse.